Welcome to the 786th gathering of the Philadelphia Society. My name is Larry Arn. In 36 hours, I will no longer be the president of this society. Happy tidings. I have some sad news, a couple of awards, then we're going to have dinner. We're going to have dinner and everybody can talk, because the purpose of the Philadelphia Society is to talk. There is the widow of my dear friend, Peter Schramm. Hello, Sally, dear. How are you? Condolences to you. Our former president, Peter Schramm. My old friend and our old friend and former trustee, Don Weatherman, has had a stroke in recent days. It was a severe stroke. He's living. Can you hear? Nobody watched Lenore. She's trying not to move her lips. And he's living, but he faces a long road back. Do you know Linda Bridges, who passed away the other day? We know her at Hillsdale College because we published they're still on our website, all of the published articles of William F. Buckley on the college website. Buckley himself proposed it, which means he ordered it. And so he would call. It took 2 years. And he would call every week and check on progress. But Linda Bridges would call every day to help. That's the difference between those two. And we miss her dearly. Really wonderful woman. On the 24th of August, 1944, Winston Churchill wrote, "My attention has been drawn to an article by Drew Pearson in the Washington Post of 19th August. I hope you will read it. Is this not the man the president described the other day as being America's greatest liar?" Now, I read that the other day editing the 20th of the document volumes in the official biography of Winston Churchill, and I happen to know this story about our distinguished member, the late Bill Buckley. Buckley Jr. founded the committee in 1966-7 in response to Pearson's foul insinuations on the virtue of Shirley Temple Black, and also his claims that senior members of the Reagan administration had been engaged in homosexual acts, today, of course, a badge of honor. This committee was called the Committee to Horsewhip Drew Pearson. By the end of 1967, so many people were joining the committee that Buckley decided to limit its membership to 10% of the population of the United States. In 1969, Buckley's obituary in National Review read, "The National Committee to Horsewhip Drew Pearson is dissolved, its subject having become the responsibility of a higher authority." The point being, our distinguished member Bill Buckley and Winston Churchill were connected. I want to thank the donors. Did everybody have a drink before dinner? John Goodman paid for that. There's a bunch of scholars here. That means they didn't pay, and that means they're young and don't know anything yet. And Heritage Foundation and Intercollegiate Studies Institute has paid for a lot of them. We're grateful to them. In recent years, the Philadelphia Society has created a status called Distinguished Member. There are few of them now. They're all very distinguished. And the benefit it carries is that the current president of the Philadelphia Society has to give them a back rub every year, starting next year. And tonight, turns out there's a fellow here. And if you're like me and you've known him for many, many years, he's a cranky, firm, hilarious, fun. He's the director of OPM under Reagan. He was meaner than hell back then. Still is. Let me appoint distinguished member Don Devine. Where is he? Come up. I told you he's contrary. His comment was, nobody should recognize me. Okay. We have 25 fellowship awardees here with us at this meeting. Mostly they are graduate students and young professionals, which means they are too ignorant to make a living on their own. So we've brought them here on the hope that in future, they will be interesting to talk to. I didn't say talk with. Now, the purpose of the Philadelphia Society is talk, and we're having a lot of it, but with them, we're going to see if they can talk, but first we're going to see if they can listen. And I'm going to ask them to stand up so you can get a look at them. Please stand up, all the fellows. No. They have a funny looking badge, and you should mark them out tomorrow and file a report if they're good listeners, because we might invite them to membership if they are. Did you hear that, fellows? Okay. Tonight, Lenore, for the first time, are we doing this thing? Second time. Tonight, for the second time, we are presenting the Leonard P. Liggio Fellowship Award. We all knew Leonard. Leonard was Leonard was a historian who loved economics. He went to things. He was always kind. I never heard him say a negative thing about anyone or anything, although socialism, I guess, was not his favorite. He was reliable. He served all the time. And everybody I know who knew Leonard loved Leonard. And so we've created this Distinguished Fellowship Award in his name. It's to go to somebody young who holds any promise of being like Leonard. Of course, we recognize the failure rate is going to be high. And tonight, I'm going to introduce our second failure. Please come to the podium, Gregory Collins.
I did.
Stay there. What are you doing? So, first of all, I've just realized to my great astonishment that this kid worked at the Kirby Center. No way he's going to work out.
Suffered.
So he studies political philosophy at Catholic University of America. He's writing his dissertation on Burke. He's interested in Burke and market liberalism and how that's a precursor to Hayek. In other words, this kid's really nerdy. He's serious, though. I've had several extended conversations with this young man, so I take back what I said about certain failure. I want to change that to possible failure.
So kind.
He's worked as a research assistant to George Will. He comports himself nicely, and we are proud to give him this fellowship and congratulate him warmly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
Okay. That was astonishing. So this railroad's running right on time. Bill Merkison, please come forward to say invocation.
Let us pray. Our most gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, welcome, Lord, to Dallas. Welcome home, in other words. Dallas being a likelier divine hangout, better company, better weather than, I don't know, Middlebury, Vermont, or Cambridge, MA, or you want me to really get down and dirty, our national capital. The Philadelphia Society convenes here, O Lord, on its 53rd anniversary to meditate on the topic of law. Law is received originally by thy servant Charlton Heston for the making of a beneficial impression on Vincent Price. Not granted that the first attempt really worked out. As we all know, O Lord, in this life, you win some, you lose some. The members of the Philadelphia Society, O Heavenly Father, understand law to be the foundation of civilization, of liberty, just order, and $1,500 an hour client billings. We understand it likewise as thy gracious gift, a treasure to be handled with respect and reverence and kept safe that it might be preserved and handed down, one generation receiving from the one before it the proofs of thy providence. We likewise venerate the document that, better than any other, exemplifies our concern for the preservation of liberty under law, by which we mean the Constitution of the United States, so robust today, so alive, on account of its deep roots in the sediment of human understanding and experience. We pray that thy Spirit might enlighten those who here enlighten us further concerning the care and keeping of our laws and their entrenchment in our lives. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray thy blessing upon the food set before us, that we might receive it to thy honor and glory and to our nurture, through thy well-beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
There's going to be a footnote in the official biography of Winston Churchill now about William F. Buckley. We can all rest comfortably. Enjoy your dinner.